2026 will see two key state elections with broader ramifications for the Liberal Party. In March, South Australians will go to the polls as the newly installed Liberal leader, Ashton Hearn, takes on a popular Labor Premier. Victorians will vote in November with Jess Wilson looking to prevent Jacinta Allen and Labor winning a fourth consecutive term there. Tony Barry is a director at the Redbridge Group and a former Deputy State Director of the Victorian Liberal Party. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
Give us a sense of the significance of these state elections in South Australia and Victoria.
Well, I think it's a seminal moment for the Liberal Party in particular because, you know, there is talk about is there an existential crisis or is this just a cyclical thing that you see in politics all the time? I tend to lean more towards the existential crisis. But these state elections will give us some insight as to whether that is a trend or whether the Liberal Party is punching its way out. In Victoria in particular, there'll never be a better opportunity to win or to pick up 14 of the 16 seats. And that'll give us a real insight as to where the Liberal Party is tracking.
Both the opposition leaders, Jess Wilson and Ashton Hearn, they haven't had a lot of time to settle in. Does that concern you that these elections are looming?
Well, it more sort of depends on the policy preparation that's been done previous to their elevation. The Liberal Party, Victorian Liberal Party, has been beset by fighting. But, you know, typically you really need a couple of really big signature policies. But at the moment, Jess Wilson is articulating her values and starting to define herself, which is the most important thing. Voters need to know a bit about you and what your values are and what they can expect from you. And I think she's articulating that. Ashton Hearn has much less time. But, you know, she has a strong political pedigree and capacity.
And she's up against a very popular premier in South Australia. Do you think she has a realistic chance here, or is this more about building her brand ahead of the following election?
Oh, I think it's about saving the furniture, particularly in those urban seats. And that is where a lot of Liberal Party's problems have been federally and state. Even in Queensland, where Chris Afulli is a fantastic political product, he won, around 16 seats, 18 seats, but very few in the urban centres. Now, Queensland is a little bit different because around half the population is in regional. Victoria, 85% of the population is in urban centres. South Australia has a similar sort of number. So if the Liberal Party can't be competitive in those urban seats, that'll be something else we'll be looking to on those election nights.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm talking to pollster Tony Barry on the electoral challenges for the Liberal Party this year. How crucial are the results in Victoria and South Australia for the fortunes of the Liberal brand on a national level?
Yeah, I think there's a lot riding on the Victorian Liberal Party. If they can win, and it's plausible, there is significant headwinds for the Allen government. In a recent poll we did, their primary vote is now down to 31. That still might be sufficient for them to hold on to those seats. They've got a 16-seat buffer, so that's a pretty generous margin to have. But when we ask them, does the Allen government have the right focus and priorities, just 26% say they do, and 59%, a clear majority, say they don't have the right focus. Interestingly as well, female voters in Victoria was net minus 36 for Jacinta Allen. So she's got some significant problems there. But if the Liberal Party can win that, it would be green shoots, I think. It would show that perhaps this is more cyclic than institutionally broken. And that will give, you know, a bit of a headland for the Liberal Party elsewhere to extend on that, particularly at the next federal election where Victorian Liberal Party only has two metropolitan seats, Goldstein and Latrobe.
And while we have you on another issue, we've seen victims, community and business leaders, politicians, even some Labor folks attack the government for not calling a Commonwealth Royal Commission. We just heard, and you may have heard there, Chris Bowen doubling down on that decision. What's the sense you're getting? Is this hurting the federal government and the electorate?
We haven't been in the field since mid-December. It's not typically a period where you do any sort of polling, focus groups or quantitative research. But certainly, you know, it's a very politically charged environment. And when there's so many voices out there criticising the government, in particular Albanese, there is a real risk that that's going to start doing significant damage to his numbers. He's travelling at about net plus two favourability, which you wouldn't call a strong set of numbers. And he does suffer from a weakness frame. We know that in the last electoral cycle. Voters did think that he was a weak leader, and this kind of reinforces that bias. So I think there's a real danger for Albanese and the Labor brand.
And we'll have a look at those numbers when they do come out. Tony Barry, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.